attention all musicians and production companies. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KCFF, and the Kingston Music Office are thrilled to announce the fourth edition of the Slate Music Video Program. Local film production companies will receive financing to create new music videos featuring Kingston's top musical artists, with a special focus on emerging talent. All greenlit videos will premiere at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. If interested, please visit kingston.ca/music to learn more.
You are listening to the only destination for local music, sports, and news, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Somewhere in your family tree, there was someone.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bell with you here live on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, iHeartRadio.ca with your Friday morning indie wake-up call for Friday, August 16th, 2024. We kick things off with a little CanCon two-pack there with Vampire Weekend, Prep School Gangsters, and a throwback to Billy Talent 2, one of my favorite albums of childhood, with Where is the Line. I'm coming in hot this morning, folks. I'm coming in hot. There's a topic I need to discuss, something that has been weighing heavy on my mind, and it's related to, of all things, the Borderlands movie. Now, I will say, there's not a chance I will go see the Borderlands movie. It is not something that interests me. I played, I think, the first Borderlands game, and I remember being thoroughly underwhelmed by the ending of it, and I might have played a bit of Borderlands 2 with my friends, but I am not a Borderlands diehard. So this movie is not one that is going to offend my sensibilities as a fan of the franchise. But why I'm mentioning Borderlands 2 is when it came out last week, it was immediately hit with a whopping 0% score on Rotten Tomatoes from audience reaction, and I don't imagine the critical reaction will be much better. And it's a very strange movie. If you're unfamiliar with the concept of Borderlands, it's kind of like this wacky, light adult humor, like think PG-13, 14A style adult humor, Wild West, open world, loot 'em and shoot 'em game with like RPG elements. So you level up your character, you can make all these cool weapons, you're kind of just roaming around this wild wasteland, having a good old fun time, and it's kind of expanded to become more than that, but at its core conceit, it is, yeah, like a looter-shooter RPG where you run around a crazy world. And it's interesting to me that in deciding to make a film adaptation of this, of a series that I think really peaked like 7 or 8 years ago, they tapped Eli Roth to direct it. Eli Roth of Hostel and Cabin Fever fame. He made that Thanksgiving killer movie last year that apparently was like okay, but a strange choice to direct this kind of wacky, whimsical, adult-infused Wild West video game film. And unsurprisingly, it's gotten terrible reviews. From what I've read, it's just a mess. The CG is all over the place. Any kind of charm that the games have did not translate to the big screen, which does not surprise me. But why I'm mentioning Borderlands is because I knew this movie was going to be bad before it came out. As soon as I saw, and this pains me to say, as soon as I saw that Jack Black had one of the major roles, I knew, all right, this movie's cooked. It's done. 0% chance it will be anything remotely decent. And I hate that that is the reality now. You know, I used to love Jack Black as a kid, and I'm sure some of our listeners that are in my age range probably felt the same way. Maybe the younger listeners, you saw him in, like, Jumanji, which, oof, not a great series of films there. But, and for the record, I'm talking about the new Jumanjis, not the Robin Williams original, which is still pretty good. Jack Black, and this pains me so much because School of Rock is genuinely one of my favorite movies. I love that thing. It still holds up quite well. It's a lot of fun. It's got a really good message. Like, it's just a lovely feel-good family comedy that still really, really works. And Jack Black himself is someone who, as a person, seems like the loveliest, nicest guy. Just a fantastic human being. However, he, as a performer, I think it's maybe overexposure or just the world has grown beyond his shtick, but he is miserable to see interact. He is just the most groan-inducing, and I hate saying this, cringe-worthy on-screen presence, which is such a shame. It's such a shame. And I think, ultimately, the world has moved past the era of the epic fat guy. And that's not a derogatory term. Bear in mind, growing up, I was an epic fat guy. That was my entire personality for my adolescence. If you're unfamiliar, the epic fat guy is a Hollywood archetype that has existed since the days of like Fats Arbuckle, where it's just this big guy. Think like Curly from the Three Stooges. I'm sure that's a topical reference for most of the people that listen to this. But like a bigger, kind of heavyset guy who can do like physical humor, big silly facial expressions, says and does like outlandish things. Chris Farley, probably the pinnacle of it. If you need an example of that, watch Beverly Hills Ninja, where it's just him falling through tables and doing all these ridiculous stunts, because there is something inherently captivating about watching a non-traditional Hollywood body do these incredible things. And the humor side of it is just like, you know, saying provocative or shocking or subversive things without, you know, going fully into like George Carlin territory. Basically, the epic fat guy is a Hollywood trope that subverts expectations. But now that we've become desensitized to it, when Jack Black does all this, you know, wick-a-tack, wow, pow, like making all these silly voices and doing all these like jerking motions, it doesn't have its charm anymore, because we've seen it. It's played out. It's done. Unfortunately, I think the era of the epic fat guy is over, and Jack Black's career probably has reached its nadir, and that sucks, because I love him. I really do. I love Jack Black. But if I see his name on any movie, and that's true of Mario Brothers, that's true of Borderlands, pretty much take your pick, I know that movie is going to be bad. And that is a genuine shame. The other kind of omen of ill tidings is actually Kevin Hart, who is also in this movie. When I was reading the review from IGN, when it said, Atlas's soldier, played by Kevin Hart, I went, ugh. So Kevin Hart and Jack Black, they love working together. I'm sure both of them are lovely people that would be like really fun to hang out with. However, poison. Poison together. Not necessarily box office poison yet, but critical poison. Because you know, you see any combination of Kevin Hart or Jack Black, that movie was made for somebody that watches Subway Surfer videos and like slime cutting videos on TikTok underneath clips of Family Guy. Zero attention span, zero critical thinking or media literacy. Not good. Really, really not good. And it's also very funny as well that Jamie Lee Curtis is apparently in this movie. The cast is mind-blowing. You've got some real... And that's another one who... And I love Jamie Lee. And she's not at that point yet. You know, she's not at the Jack Black, Kevin Hart level yet. But some of the stuff I've seen Jamie Lee Curtis in recently, think the new Halloween trilogy, is also terrible. So, Jamie Lee, you gotta be careful. I love you. You're great. I'll never forget the impact you had within the horror genre, especially the slasher subgenre. But pick better movies, please. I don't want to loop you in with the Jumanji box office poison duo of Jack Black and Kevin Hart. All right, rant done. Thank you for listening to my dissertation on the fall of the epic fat guy. Let's get back to the music. Coming up next, we have Islands with Talk is Cheap.
It took years, you messed around, and then in weeks, you found out. I was bracing for the end, but long ago it ended. It took years.
Sexual Assault Center Kingston is a nonprofit organization providing confidential, free, non-judgmental support for all survivors age 12 and up of recent and/or historical sexual violence in KFLNA since 1978. At the heart of our work is a deep partnership with our community and all its members. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual violence, please note that you are not alone. We provide counseling, crisis support, and advocacy services at no charge. Please visit our website at sackingston.com to learn more about our counseling and advocacy services. If you or someone you know are in need of crisis support, please reach out to our 24/7 telephone crisis support line by dialing 1-877-544-6424. You can also text or chat with a trained crisis responder from noon to midnight every day by texting 613-544-6424 or visiting WeBelieveSurvivors.ca. For more information about our services, please call our office at 613-545-0762 or email us at sack@sackingston.com. We believe you and we hear you.
I guess I'll never learn my lesson, 'cause I No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends, Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.
blinded by a mess of mist. Thousand voices exploding in my head, pulling me to different directions. The good, the bad, the ups and downs are stretching me thin.
Kind of life in a mechanical wasteland. Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Death of an old tree shouldn't be on me. That's what I get for living cheap. I'm missing something. Am I breaking through? I kept my end of the deal. I'll tell you how to feel, but the rest, that's on you.
That's on you.
That's on you. I've been jumping out at me lately. Something I didn't expect to see. You put the pressure on me, stripped away like the outside gate. The second coat came way too late. Got till the 19th and you without me. Couple of dead weeks till I find out where you wanna leave the keys. I've done all I can do. Kept the meter running. I paid you what charged you. Was I missing something? Am I breaking through? I kept my end of the deal. I'll tell you. That's on you.
That's on you.
That's on you.
That's on you.
That's on you.
That's on you.
That's on you.
Good morning. Welcome back. This is your Friday Indie Wake-Up Call for August 16th, 2024. This is Jesse Bell with you for, I imagine, 2 to maybe 3 more weeks, and then we turn it over to somebody younger, hipper, cooler, and probably just statistically speaking, prettier. Although, I am pretty baby girl, no doubt about it. We kicked off our music block with Islands, Talk is Cheap. We had the High Tops, I Want You To. We had Lord's cover of the Talking Heads classic, immortalized by Big Mouth Billy Bass, Take Me to the River. We had Ray Lee Forrest, that's Ray Lee Forrest, not Ray Lee Frost, as I erroneously said a few weeks back, with Fortune Teller. Daniel Romano with Generation End. Hockey Dad, Australia's Own, with That's On You. And you just heard Cindy Lee with Dallas. Folks, it's time for another shameless self-promotion segment, but at least this one is tangentially related to CFRC, as the Independent Wrestling Academy, a professional wrestling group that I work with, will be running a show at the end of November. So that's Saturday, November 30th at the Spire in the Upper Hall. Don't worry, it's fully accessible. And that show is going to be called Wrestling School of Rock. And a portion of the proceeds from Wrestling School of Rock will actually go directly to CFRC during its annual funding drive. So this is a fantastic opportunity to come and catch some family-friendly, all-ages professional wrestling at a sweet venue. The Spire is awesome. They do a ton of great events in the Kingston community. And hey, a portion of the proceeds, so a portion of the total gross, will be donated directly to CFRC and its funding drive right there, right then, in the middle of the ring. We will have a presentation ceremony. CFRC will be on site. If you want to buy some swag, if you want to make a donation in person, cool. Totally A-OK. So once again, that's Saturday, November 30th, Wrestling School of Rock. Tickets will be on sale on Sunday, September 1st. Had to scroll through the mental calendar there. So September 1st, we will start selling tickets for this show that will take place November 30th. For more information on IWA's School of Rock, here is a pre-recorded promo made by yours truly, just to drive the point home. On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy is proud to present Wrestling School of Rock. This all-ages, family-friendly professional wrestling event will take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire at 82 Sydenham Street. Doors open at 5 p.m., bell time is 5:30. A portion of the proceeds will go towards CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive. Follow the Independent Wrestling Academy on social media to get all the talent and match announcements. Tickets are available at www.iwacademy.com/tickets. There we go. That's my shameless self-promotion segment of the week. Tickets go on sale September 1st. The show takes place at the end of November. Follow the Independent Wrestling Academy on Facebook or on Instagram at IW Academy Canada for all the important details. And it's going to be one heck of a show, a really fun night. But let's get back to the music. We've got Crepe Girl coming up with Keep It Simple.
I'm gonna do it again.
I tried my best for now, but now you know.
Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richardson Stadium comes alive. Alex Freakin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's Football on CFRC.